This is the Chicagoverse podcast on the Dynasty Podcasts Network, showcasing conversations with Chicago's creative communities and professional industries. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
Haima Black, I am at the Body Luxe offices at the John Hancock Building downtown. Very excited to be here today with Daniel Faruja, founder at the Playpen Chicago, and Heidi Ovenshine, marketing and partnerships director at the Playpen Chicago. Thank you both for taking the time. Thanks for having me. How are you guys doing today?
Doing really well. Thanks for being here. View's nice, right?
Oh my God. Gorgeous, gorgeous view. We were just talking about that a little bit ago, that just like this view cannot be beat. Yeah. So, you know, we're going to be talking about the Playpen because this is such a Chicago summer institution. And Heidi, you were on a Soho House panel that I put together earlier this summer, and we're going to link to that episode with this episode. So that was a great experience. But I really wanted to, outside of the kind of topic of that panel, dig into like this really, like, I think very Chicago specific experience that is such an essential part of Chicago summer. So we're going to get into all of that. But, you know, how did each of you get involved with the Playpen? What is your background with it? Like, I'd love to get some insight into that.
Yeah. So crazily enough, Dan and I actually randomly met at a bar. I don't remember what it was, somewhere in Old Town, or maybe it was like Gold Coast, but I remember hearing him talk about this, like, you know, idea that he had. And I had just moved to Chicago maybe like a few months prior, and everyone was kind of talking about what Playpen Chicago, or like the Playpen, like, oh, the boating scene, like the lake. And, you know, as a newbie, I was kind of like, I don't even know there was a boating scene here. And so my ears kind of perked up when I heard him kind of talking about it. And we started having this conversation, and he had mentioned, oh, you know, there's this idea that I have, I don't know what to do with it. And my background's pretty much exclusively been in, you know, branding, events, marketing, all that kind of stuff. And so I was like, hey, do we do this, Taylor? So that's kind of the background on how we met and kind of I got introduced to it. And Dan, I'll let you speak to, you know, your idea.
So I was new to Chicago back in 2015 or so. And, you know, I was hearing about the Playpen, and I had no idea what that was, being, you know, new to the city. And eventually I got to know that this is the place where lake lovers and, you know, all Chicagoans in a way spend their time during summer making friends. But I felt that it was Chicago's hidden secret. It wasn't something that everybody had access to. And I have a background in technology as well as a background in medicine. So I had thought about creating a social network based on the Playpen in a way to democratize access to it. Because if you have friends with boats, of course, you're invited every weekend to go and, you know, spend a day on the lake. But if you didn't, then it's going to remain foreign to you. And I felt that it was too great an experience to be enjoyed by the very few. So I registered the domain name, theplaypen.com, and I built the social network on a WordPress platform, and I won't go into the technicalities. And I created basically a Facebook for the Playpen where people could create a profile, whether they were captains, whether they had boats, or whether they wanted to go on a boat, and they could socialize on the platform and make friends and invite each other. And it grew into this community. Even without advertising, this was 2021, I started building it. In 2022, I launched it. There were a few hundred people that joined, and there was already a sense of community. And a few months after I launched, then I met Heidi, and we were talking about it, and Heidi was instrumental in making it the social platform that it is currently. So thank you, Heidi, for that. But, you know, some of the issues that I encountered at first was, okay, is it a safe platform? Is it, you know, is this going to land me into trouble? And it actually didn't, because people were, you know, being honest with each other. And even now, three years later, I have yet to hear any bad experience on the platform.
Community sounds like it's really at the core of what we're talking about here. And, you know, that really, I think, comes through with the Playpen app. So who is this app for? You know, how can people utilize it? Who does it serve?
I mean, the app is for everyone. It is most, I would say, primarily for Chicagoans, but it is truly for everyone. It's for the person who is looking to celebrate Chicago summer, who is looking to find their friend with a boat. It's for, you know, the captain who's looking to find, you know, his or her clientele. It's for, you know, boat businesses looking to connect with their clientele or other businesses. It's just, it's a very community-led app. And that's kind of the beautiful thing about it. It takes everything that Chicago offers and, you know, basically puts it on the table for everyone to you know, sample from. I think one great thing about it is around how each person who is able to go on it, they can create their own profile. So they can project themselves however they'd like to. There's a lot of opportunity to make friends, to find businesses, to create events, to create even smaller kind of communities. You know, some of the aspects of the app include being able to create groups. So if you are a, you know, a sailor, there's a sailboat, you know, community, or jet skiers can have their own community. There's also a marketplace for businesses to list, you know, their services, or, you know, DJs, caterers, we see boat cleaners. There's a chat function so that people can, you know, talk amongst themselves and DM people. Like, it has it all.
It's a whole ecosystem. Yeah. I mean, Dan, you use the term social network, but it's like, it really sounds like a social network.
Yeah. So even a social marketplace, I would say.
Yeah.
Because part of it is aimed towards small businesses in Chicago that are entertainment and boat related, whether you're a USCG certified captain looking for jobs, you know, on the playpen, whether you're a boat owner with a charter license or a boat owner without a charter license looking for people to engage with on and off the platform, or if you're a business that caters to people on the lake, such as chefs, DJs, flower businesses that do flower arrangements on the playpen, boat repair. There's a role for you at the playpen. And, you know, we certainly, you know, would love these small businesses to get business on the playpen. So that's why we have the marketplace on there.
And that's just kind of what we do. You know, that's just what the community does. That's its own ecosystem. And part of what I love about my role is being able to engage with the whole community through the Playpen brand. So that's like an entirely different conversation, which I don't know if we want to talk about that later.
No, yeah. And I think this is really fascinating because I think there's probably a lot of businesses or entrepreneurs or small businesses, right, that maybe don't know that they could be playing a part in the Playpen experience, right? Like, how do you kind of get the word out to them and or demonstrate that, like, yeah, like, we do need chefs, or like, we could use DJs, or we could use, you know, fill in the blank kind of, like, you know, participants that can elevate the experience?
Yeah. So a lot of what I do, and we talked about this, you know, in the Soho House panel, yeah. A lot of my job is around connecting everyone to the brand. So we put on our own branded events and sort of co-branded events with businesses to create experiences so that people can experience what is the Playpen like in an elevated sense. So for example, we just hosted a caviar and wine tasting that was paired with City Winery, who provided the wines, and then Caviar Dream, who provided the caviar. And then Kara, she was this incredible sommelier who was able to kind of walk us through the whole kind of experience. And we worked with Naughty Chicago to be able to basically put on this whole, you know, boat tie-up experience where we brought out guests, we brought out businesses, and then, you know, we got a lot of content from that, and of course a lot of great memories too. So there's a lot that kind of translates through our partnerships.
And some of these events are really, these experiments that we do are really proof of concept. You know, we bring a few small businesses together that can offer, you know, caviar or a chef or wine tasting. And we say, okay, what if we bring these together and make an event out of it? And now we're heavy in social media. We have, you know, a pretty active Instagram account. We have over 12,000 members on our app. And then we use the content, you know, the video, the images from these events to showcase these proof of concept events on social media, etc. And in this way, we give ideas to other people, other businesses, to either create events like these for themselves or reach out to us if they want to collaborate with us. But also, in another sense, we are also looking to build on those events in a different type of marketplace. We are in the final process of launching a boat rental marketplace where charters can list their boats, captains can list their services, and a boat renter can go there and choose any charter. After they choose the charter on that specific day, they can book a specific captain. And then we aim to offer features that they can add on to their experience based on these proof of concept events that we have tested out, whether it's oyster shucking, whether it's caviar, whether it's wine tasting, whether it is rental of some other paraphernalia that goes on the water. But in this way, we are helping businesses be heard and also be part of the playpen experience so that they make money not just on land, but also on the water.
When you're working with these third parties, whether it's a business or like a, you know, an event producer, are they, you know, do you see them realizing that like they might have been neglecting an entire kind of arena that they could be activating events and experiences on and creating social content at?
Absolutely. I have these phone calls with businesses every week, and it's really fun, honestly, to hear when that light bulb moment, and it's like the light goes off. Wow, I could have brought X service to the lake. Like, how do we do this? It's really fun. It's exciting. It's a way to kind of, you know, elevate events and really just kind of show people that it's not just, you know, Chicago's land or Chicago's sort of like restaurant scene that has all the fun activities. Like, we can bring all that stuff and put it on a yacht. It's very exciting.
Maybe a decade or so ago, Smashing Pumpkins were releasing a new record. I'm a huge Smashing Pumpkins fan. And they did a special invite-only blah, blah, blah press private thing. And they had a yacht. And Billy Corgan performed acoustic on the yacht. And I was like, whole, like, it was just such a, you know, world-class experience seeing your favorite band on a tiny, I mean, it wasn't a tiny yacht, but it was like a tiny platform to see them in, and it being on the water. I mean, I think everything is better in Chicago on the water, right?
For sure.
That has to be how everybody responds when they're on the boat, when they're, you know, tasting caviar or what have you, and they're on the lake in the summer. Like, that's about as good as it gets, right?
Yeah. I mean, we literally did a comedy and caviar show a month or so ago. And it was like, you know, it's everyone's favorite comedians, local comedians who, you know, normally they'd perform in Le Bouchon or other restaurants around the city. We brought them out onto a yacht, and it was awesome. I mean, there's definitely some complicated logistics to kind of work through on the event side of things, but when it all comes together, it's a really memorable, unique experience.
Now, I know that, like, you know, through the app, the social media influencer kind of ecosystem comes into play. Talk about the relationship of working with creators. Like, who are you guys looking for when you're partnering with the creator or the captains? You know, like, what are they looking to? I mean, I think obviously it's like a good Instagram presence. Like, mm-hmm. Sure, we know that. But like, what makes someone a good fit from a social creator standpoint for these type of events?
Yeah, I think that's a really great question because, you know, the boating community is incredibly tight. There are a lot of really great people, and we want to continue working with great people. So, you know, to Dan's point about how this app is for everyone, it's turning what used to be a very exclusive experience into an experience that every Chicagoan should be able to have. We want creators who are excited about that. I love working with people who are excited about what we do, who are excited about the businesses that we work with, and who are like, you know, who want to promote for us. And it's about the promotion, but it's really about kind of building each other up. You know, we're a small business and we work with a lot of small businesses. And so we want to work with people who are not pretentious and who know how to have a good time and want to support everybody. And so, of course, the following is important. But if that person is a good person and creates good content and does it, you know, from the bottom of their heart, that's the type of person that we want to work with for sure. And of course, who bring sunscreen and water and all those things.
Sure. And I think Chicago is a really great city for, I mean, this is something that comes up a lot in these conversations that I have on this podcast, where like, Chicago's a really great community city, I think. Mm-hmm. I think we're a great city for people who just want to do the work and collaborate and support each other, right? I mean, is that the experience you're seeing?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we work with some incredible creators who, you know, we invite them back multiple times over because they're excited to be out there. And, you know, they start to, you know, get to know the business owners that we work with, and they want to promote those people. And, you know, they actually do work together outside of playpen stuff. Now, I've seen that time and time again, and it's really beautiful to see.
Chicago's a small city. It has that community aspect.
Yeah.
So I love that the app is really democratizing this experience, because it does seem like, I think, for a while, it was sort of like, if you don't know someone on the water, you're never getting on the water.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there's something in an era where, like, there are members. And look, I like members clubs, too. We've done events. You know, we were on a panel together at Soho House. But, like, I feel like people really want to remove some of those gatekeepers and make things a bit more accessible, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it changes the dynamic of a crowd, too. You know, like I said, we want to work with influencers who are good people, who are not pretentious. We also want, you know, our good guests, people who are just happy to be there, excited to be a part of an experience. Because think about it, like, when you're on a boat, there's going to be about maybe 12 people on that boat. You better hope that those people are nice people, because otherwise
sure.
It's 4 hours with someone you really don't like.
And that's a small environment. Yeah, yeah. Now, Dan, you know, with the app, like, how do you see this concept evolving? Like, where do you see it going? And you know, I think we kind of talked about this a bit, maybe some before the mic was on, but like, are there elements you're looking to add or experiential components you're looking to, you know, develop so that the app can offer even more?
Absolutely. I think a community has to have some stickiness to it for it to survive. And, you know, there's the social aspect of the community that brings people together, also with, you know, the possibilities of you know, getting yacht outings. We are evolving as well. So playpen does not just mean, you know, the playpen on the water. Playpen is also a word that, you know, can signal entertainment for the whole city of Chicago. So the entire city of Chicago can be the playpen. So,
are you suggesting that, like, in theory, there could be, you know, events that are set up and structured through the app that maybe take place on land, even though when we hear the title Playpen Chicago, of course, we think the water, but it might be something that, you know, is maybe in a plush presidential suite of a luxury hotel or in a cool, you know, nightclub that's rented out or something. I don't know. Am I off base?
Absolutely. You nailed it. Playpen can be an entire city, and there can be, you know, Playpen Chicago, Playpen Miami, Playpen New York, if we want to take it further. But moving events on land, or rather adding events on land in seasons that don't allow for on water events, is our next step. And our app does have the ability to host events as a platform to sell tickets. And we've already done a few events to, you know, that use this functionality of the app. But that is the next step, to make Playpen Chicago the de facto entertainment platform for throughout the year. And also to use the resources that it already has, like influencers, like small businesses. Influencers can obviously market the event. They can have some special perks as well as being part of the event. And small businesses, you know, depending on what they do and how they fit in, they can also be sponsors to this event. So it's not just an event. It's an event that actually showcases different businesses that are exhibiting or sponsoring the event. Other than that, we're also working on gamifying the experience to keep people coming and logging in. So for every thing that you do on the app, you may get points, and those points can be redeemable for any number of, you know, perks, whether tangible perks or intangible perks. So we're working on those dynamics at this point.
So it really sounds like this is something that event producers at large should be paying attention to, and not just thinking like, well, it's a boat experience, but it could be a lot more than that. That's really interesting. I think that there's a lot of versatility. And of course, as we all know, you know, Chicago is not a city that gives us a year of summer weather. So I think being flexible or expandable with that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And I just want to add that, you know, to Dan's point, it does open a lot of opportunity for businesses who maybe they can't find a boating or a lake connection to still be involved with a brand that has a lot of name recognition. I mean, you know what the Playpen is as soon as you hear it in Chicago. It's a very, you know, common, it's a an exciting term, I would say, when people hear that.
Yeah, it's a brand. It's a brand for sure. Now, I know that safety, you know, not to bring up the really fun stuff, but safety is also a concern, of course. Like, how do both of you and the kind of playpen experience at large, like, factor in safety when you're out on these boats, which, you know, of course are remarkably fun, but there is, of course, you know, that element to be aware of as well.
Absolutely. And I think it's an important topic to bring up. It's something that is obviously top of mind anytime anyone goes out. There are risks involved, and we definitely take those seriously, whether it's through the events that we throw or the events that we encourage our community members to be a part of. Safety is number one. So we have plenty of resources on our website that outline, you know, just safety tips, like make sure, you know, you're working with a legitimate certified captain, you know, making sure to stay hydrated, just being aware of the weather before you go out, just things that, you know, seem like common sense. But when you're excited about going out and you're ready to party, some things just slip your mind. So we have plenty of resources there. And then we also encourage people to check out Boat Safe Chicago as one of our partners. We work with them a lot when it comes to just checking in about, hey, you know, what are things we should be aware of when we're, you know, creating an event. So Danny there is really great and is a huge, I mean, their website is a huge resource for anyone looking for even, you know, safety classes. They offer those in person. So thank you for bringing that up. That's important to us.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're kind of at the tail end of summer 25 right now, and it might seem silly to look ahead at summer 26 this early in September, but it's like when you're talking about event production and talking about activating larger kind of concepts, next summer is not that far away. So what kind of work is happening in the off season, you know, in advance of course, when summer is like the prime season people want to be out on these boats?
Honestly, for us, it's a lot of relationship building. So the businesses that we work with on the water, these are still going to be businesses that we engage with throughout winter and in preparation for summer 26. So, you know, I highly encourage anyone to reach out to us via Instagram, you know, DM us with your ideas. Let us know if you can think of something that could be fun. We are always down to consider collaborations, and we want to work with this community. I mean, we have such a great community already, and to grow it is just, you know, even more exciting and lends to have, you know, even more exciting events next year. Like, how do we expand and how do we grow together?
In the off season, a lot of the technical development is, you know, the time that it happens, because you can roll things out, and even if they don't work right away, it's not peak season when everybody is on the platform 24/7. We are honing an event hosting platform that is separate from the app itself, but we would like to make that available to any event organizer. And this is an all-encompassing app that has all the features that a full-scale exhibition would need, including mini sites for sponsors, and also for exhibitors, different zones, QR code tickets, and that's something that we're working on separate from the platform. But you know, event management is a high priority for Playpen.
Yeah, and I think some of the perks of, you know, considering working with us include the fact that we have a built-in database of users. This is both on our website / our app and also on our Instagram page. We're incredibly active. People are constantly engaging with us. They want to know what events we're hosting and what we're doing. And so that's huge. And then also back to the name recognition. So there's a lot to consider when it comes to collaborating with us, and we're very open to, you know, working through those ideas with people.
This is really great. Daniel Faruja, Heidi Ovenshire, thank you both so much for taking the time and telling us about this. And as, you know, as new app functionalities come about and new events are happening, let's keep the conversation going.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcasts. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcasts.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.